2.6 million years ago, during the Pleistocene epoch, the saber-tooth and woolly mammoth roamed across the North Pole. And so did another prehistoric creature. It was this colossal, horned, barrel-shaped, shaggy-haired animal, weighing up to 1,000 pounds. But unlike the saber-tooth and the woolly mammoth, this handsome beast is still very much alive. I'm Dylan Thuris, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, we're taking you to the musk ox farm in Palmer, Alaska. It's where a huge group of musk ox now live pretty comfortably. In exchange for their room and board, they offer up some of the finest wool in the world. If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
So to start, we should set the record straight. The name musk ox is really misleading.
So musk oxen, total misnomer, have no musk, are not ox.
That's Mark Austin. He's the executive director of the Musk Ox Farm. It's the nonprofit that these musk ox live at, and it's one of the few places in the world attempting to raise domesticated musk ox. And the animals got their name because they do look a bit like oxen, but in reality, they're not related to oxen at all. They're closer to sort of gigantic mountain goats or enormous sheep. The farm currently has a herd of about 80 musk ox, which they raise for their fancy wool called kiviut. And the process of domesticating one of the world's few remaining Ice Age megafauna, this animal that is both very, very big and very, very strong, isn't easy.
You know, for an animal to go from wild to floppy ears and spots, hallmarks of domestication, could take hundreds and hundreds of years. So we don't fool ourselves into thinking that this is going to happen anytime overnight. So we acknowledge that we are in process, and that is our mission as stated coming from the beginning, and that's what we can, that's why we continue the work we do today.
Mark says it took thousands of years for cows to become truly domesticated. So the musk ox is at the start of a long journey. But because its wool is so valuable, the farm's founder had this idea that musk ox might eventually be a good way for rural Alaskan families to help support themselves.
People living in these coastal areas, rich in culture, abundance of food, but the world was changing and that there was a need to bring in cash dollars that were not abundant in the far north.
So how do you go about domesticating a 1,000-pound musk ox? You start when they're much, much smaller.
So when they are born in the first 12 hours, 24 hours, we do very little to interact. We will vaccinate as they are born. We will then move them from a pen where they were born into kind of a maternity pen. Our farm staff will be then in there from the very beginning. They'll be, just cleaning up, picking up poop after them. So there's a general presence. of just having farm staff around them.
They also give all of the muskox individual names, and each year there's a theme.
We've got cayenne, pepper, ginger, sage, poppy, rue, paprika, and that's it for Spice Girls.
The farm also has muskox named for Iditarod checkpoints, for national parks, for trees, for gemstones. You get the idea. Mark says each muskox also has its own personality.
It'd be like going out on the playground and saying, what's it like to hang out with Billy or what's it like to hang out with Bobby? And, you know, they're all going to be different. There's some that are incredibly friendly and curious. There's some that are just as soon be left alone.
And then, of course, there are the troublemakers.
I came back from an airport run a couple years ago, and there was, I pulled into the parking lot here, and I saw eyes reflecting on the top of a hill and somewhere they should never have been. And so one of them had found a way to get up over a fence and go on walkabout, and she lured about five of her friends to go with her. And as soon as I came back, it's like, Dad's home, get back! So they'll do that. They'll climb fences. They'll stand up. They'll they're constantly running and playing with, hitting. We've got balls, all kinds of enrichment things out there for them to play with.
Part of the reason the farm staff works so hard to get the animals familiar with them is so that when it comes time to harvest their wool, the muskox are used to being around people and being handled by them. And the muskox naturally shed their wool, their kiviat, each year. And that means that unlike sheep, they don't need to be sheared.
If left alone, it'll just fall off. So in the spring, you'll start noticing it, either maybe a little patch will start to rise to the surface of the guard hair.
That's when the farm staff brings the muskox into the barn, plies them with their barley and corn treats, and starts brushing.
And what we've found best is a steel-toothed hair pick, afro pick. It allows us to kind of penetrate below the guard hair, which is always going to stay on, get underneath that kiviat layer that's starting to shed naturally, and you just kind of get underneath it. You start working it up, and boy, you can get an entire sheet of this off a muskox when it's really releasing really nicely.
And the kiviat is valuable stuff. It's not quite worth its weight in gold, but it's worth a fair bit. And an average adult muskox might produce somewhere around 4 pounds of kiviat each season.
And we lose about 50% in processing. So that gets you to about $6,400 per animal if you turn it all into garments and we're able to sell all those.
Even so, the farm doesn't actually cover the cost of caring for all the animals.
If we were not a nonprofit, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. It's expensive. If we didn't have education, if we didn't have retail, if we didn't have donors, we wouldn't be operating.
You can visit the muskox farm. Like Mark mentioned, there is a whole educational program. There are tours. And of course, there is a gift shop where you can go and get your own kiviat musk ox hair sweater. What could be a more fashion-forward move for this winter? Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. This episode was produced by
Baudelaire Seuss.
The production team includes
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Willis Ryder Arnold,
Sarah Wyman,
Manolo Morales,
Gianna Palmer,
Tracy Samuelson,
John Delore,
Peter Clowney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall, and I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I'll see you next time.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.